Thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin Property Taxpayers. I'm Paul Roszewski. Today is Wednesday, August the 13th, 2025. Welcome to the middle of August. There's no reason for you to do something awesome in the coming week. This weekend is International Geocaching Day and National Rum Day, so whatever direction you want to take the weekend, please celebrate responsibly. If you didn't celebrate responsibly in the past, check into National Tattoo Removal Day. I've been lucky enough to spend a good amount of time in nature this summer, hiking, canoeing, fishing, climbing, paddleboarding, and more. I forget it off the top of my head. It has been great, and it's a good segue into what we're going to talk about today. We're going to start with the DNR and a couple of announcements they made. We'll widen out and look at some public opinion surveys that caught my attention, and an update on how Milwaukee isn't total chaos, it's just chaos. So, since we have plenty to get to, let's jump into some news together. So let's start off with those two things from the DNR. They made an announcement for the hunters out there. Bonus turkey tags and bonus doe tags are going to be available starting soon. Turkey tags will go on sale for zones 1 through 4 on Saturday, this Saturday, August the 16th, and will be on sale until the shelves are empty and they're sold out. Bonus doe tags will go on sale starting August the 18th. That'll be a Monday. It'll be for the North and Central Forest Zone, Central Farmland Zone on August 19th, Southern Farmland Zone on the 20th, and all the remaining zones on the 21st. Each day, the sale for those starts at 10 a.m., and this is what is kind of amusing. The DNR says, on the day of the sale, depending on customer demand, you may experience a wait period before you are let log in to the Go Wild website to prepare for the sale. Each day at 9:45, a queuing system will manage the volume to log in. It's kind of like the DNR has created a nice orderly virtual line, like you're at an amusement park weaving your way back and forth to get to the front of the line. If everyone patiently waits, the ride won't break down and everyone will get a turn. You know, a little side tangent here, feel a little bit like the Cat in the Hat, because that was thing one and this is thing two from the DNR. A press release titled Help Count Migrating Chimney Swifts. This fall in the southern part of the state, you can try and catch them. They roost in tall, uncapped chimneys, which surprised me in today's day and age. Uncapped chimneys are pretty rare, and I've never heard of chimney swifts before, so they seem pretty rare too. This might be a challenge, but the DNR website is loaded with info on how to identify them. There will even be an online presentation on the chimney swift next Tuesday, the 19th. If you are interested, you can find all the information there. In other news, I'm giving myself a lot of credit here for not making some random Taylor Swift joke in the chimney swift information. We're going to get plenty of that in the NFL season. We don't need any more of that right now. So, in other actual news, things got interesting earlier this week when the Milwaukee Press Club invited the Milwaukee Police Chief to one of their regular meetings. Jeffrey Norman was invited to be their guest speaker. After his initial comments, there was a panel of three reporters asking him questions, and it was described as being contentious, probably because they didn't ask softball questions or let him off the hook like might happen at some of these kind of events. My main takeaways were that if you want the glass half full, violent crime in Milwaukee is down for the second consecutive year. There's a 44% decline in carjackings, 24% decline in robberies, and a 21% decline in aggravated assaults. It sounds like they're making progress in some of those areas that were massive concerns a year or two ago. Non-fatal shootings also went down by 18%, and that may be a positive, except for the fact that homicides are up. And I don't know these particular numbers, didn't try to track them down, but I wonder if the number of shootings is the same and the results are just different this year than last year, because there were 132 homicide fatalities in all of 2024. We're just a little past halfway through 2025, and we already have 93 fatalities in Milwaukee from shootings. That's one of the examples of the glass definitely being half empty, on top of the fact that human trafficking has gone up 32% since last year. You can't fix every problem simultaneously, but the problems they have are big ones. In other news, there are some reports on some public opinion polls that I thought were worth mentioning. It would appear that small business owners are more optimistic than they were a month ago. There were fewer small businesses that said the health of their business was poor or fair, and more businesses said that they were either good or excellent. And this I found interesting. A nationwide study of registered voters found that 43% of people think the United States today is the land of liberty and justice for all. 50% disagree with that statement. This one I could probably talk about for a whole podcast, but I won't. It's a lot of speculation on why don't people believe that. Is it liberty, where they don't trust or think the legal system is on the up and up, the justice system trying to live up to its lofty name and it's failing? Is it the lack of upward mobility? I'm not sure. Very fascinating. Fortunately, 59% of those same people say America is still the land of opportunity, which does give me hope. But it does bring me to the one that surprised me the most. Here is the question. Does AI pose a serious threat to America's national security? 23%, almost 1 in 4 people said no, and 36% weren't sure. That's crazy. Realistically, we have to assume it's 100%. Here, I'll get back to that. Here's another one. 77% of those same people said politicians are likely to abuse AI to harm their political opponents. It does say a lot about people's opinion of politics. Here's the funny irony. In an election, people think a majority of politicians will use AI to harm their adversaries, but don't think the countries that are our adversaries would use AI the same way. Truly, that makes absolutely zero sense to me. Another example in my book of, you just can't make this stuff up. And finally, since we talked about adversaries in politics, I give you this quote from Thomas Jefferson, who said, "The art of governing consists simply of being honest, exercising common sense, following principle, and doing what is right and just," unquote. The problem is, both sides of the aisle are convinced that that's how they are governing, and the other side of the aisle isn't, which is typically an impasse that is tough to navigate. Have a great second half of your week, and as always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every summer loving corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.